Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February the 24th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor from the 4th, Virginia Bass. Good morning.
Good morning. It is morning. I reserve the right to decide if it's good.
Hey, it's sunny. It's okay. Relax. We're here. Are you ready for our ever wonder why? I've even got one that's kind of food related for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Sounds good.
All right. Ever wonder why hamburger steak is sometimes called Salisbury steak?
Either it was created in Salisbury or I don't know. I'm well aware of, hamburger, but I don't know the answer.
After World War I, a campaign was started to remove all German expressions from the English language. This meant finding a different name for a hamburger steak, which had become named after a town of Hamburg, Germany. Someone soon recalled that an English physician named James H. Salisbury had once been a strong promoter of hamburger meat as a cure for a host of common diseases, and it was therefore decided to rename the meat after him.
There you go. Okay, yeah, cool. I had no idea. This is why I love calling in.
And listening, too, I know.
And making a fool of myself, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, sometimes we need prodding and sometimes we need opportunity. Either way, you're here.
Yep.
So what's your read? I heard tail end of last week that the state legislature is looking at a $6 billion kick out for the teachers to get, the vaccines and repeated vaccines and measures, et cetera, et cetera. And that's up from the $2 billion that was proposed before, pretty much being pushed by the teachers union. $6 billion on the state budget is a huge chunk. Is that concerning for you?
Of course. I think we're all worried about, what about us, local government, or everything? And, it's interesting. It's not just California. I've been listening a lot to different news outlets, and it sounds like this is a similar push in a lot of different places, states. And I think, the recognition, people want to get kids back in school because, they miss a lot of, socialization. They miss a lot. And I think it's also parents are kind of feeling like they're ready to not have to necessarily teach all the time, work at home.
Oh, sure. Sure. I think that's there. But everybody's saying that the kids aren't going to be the ones that catch it. Even locally, we've had one case in Ferndale and two cases in Fortuna?
We've had maybe 10 between 0 and 9. And anyway,
very limited number.
Yeah, and when I've listened to the folks from the feds, I think, what's her name? I said Dr. Walensky, I think. And they're basically saying they don't need the shots to go back as long as they do a lot of other protocols.
Right.
But, of course, the other protocols also require, changing out venting. And some of the retrofitting of schools, is prohibitive, cost prohibitive. So could money have been given to retrofit the schools and not, give teachers shots? Maybe, but that'd probably take longer than getting the teachers shots. It's hard,
But $6 billion is a huge amount of money.
That's a lot of money. And it's, we'll see what happens when they're actually on the ground making something happen. Because, unfortunately, we keep experiencing, every county keeps experiencing that by the time something gets to our local community, it's usually, obsolete.
Twice as expensive and, half as efficient. Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, the state comes up with a lot of things that can be very helpful, but, they're switching to that third-party administrator. And I can tell you, no county knows what's really going to happen with that. And then rural counties were, way down there in, the third wave. And so trying to think, maybe that's a good thing, because nobody knows, that some other entity is going to be the, the router of the, vaccines to the community. So there's just so many unknowns. And
aren't our surrounding counties doing better?
You mean as far as vaccines?
Vaccines, coding,
nope.
Community. Somebody had said Trinity. I think Billy, when he was in the first of the month, said Trinity County's like yellow or whatever.
Trinity is what? Trinity, if you look on the map, I mean, Trinity's yellow, and I think Modoc may still be yellow. But if there's a map you can go to, you just say COVID map California, and it's great. You can tell, you can pity. Where your cities you want to look at. Say you want to look at Shasta County, so I pick Redding, and it pops right up of, what the most recent numbers are for 2 weeks. And it's actually, that's where I go and take a look because, if something's in the yellow, I mean, I think Alpine is probably in the yellow. There's several that have been getting there, but most of them, I think that there's a lot like us that are, it was a late wave here. When others down south were having it really bad, it seems like we were behind as far as, when our numbers were going to start going up. And ours appear to be going down now, and hopefully it'll stay that way. And, if we keep working, hard all together, when we get to orange, a lot more sports are going to open up. So it's like if we really want to open up and to become, in a different color tier, then everybody should try to own it and do what they can.
Hasn't that been happening, though? And that's the...
Huh?
I said it seems to me like that's been happening. I mean, you look around, you don't see too many people, unless they're walking by themselves, like walking their dog or something like that across the street from you, that aren't taking the precautions.
Yeah, well, that's the ones that we see. We don't know. I mean, if you look at the chart of where all the infections are coming, the grand, majority of them are in the 20 to 40 age group.
Right.
20 to,
right.
You're
saying that we're old?
Maybe we're older than that. I can say that with certainty. But, I see people walking. People are walking with their dogs a lot, I think I've seen you guys out. And it's like... We see that, but there's a subset of the population that are not being as careful. And I think those are the ones that we need to kind of say, okay, can you just
knock
cut it down a little bit?
All right. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass with the different discussions that are coming out of the governor's office, whether it's the $6 billion for the teachers or whether it's the recall that's going on. Are you sensing that there is a recognition of reality that's starting to set in Sacramento, or are they still focusing on whatever it is that they focus on and kind of forgetting about wins?
Your guess is as good as mine when it comes to what's happening in Sacramento these days, is I'm not real involved other than I am on phone calls every other week with Dr. Galley with the group. But, I don't know. I guess if there is, the way I look at it, all the shifting has been because of pressure from, different unions, different sectors, like the grocers, farm workers. I mean, there's a lot of pressure that somebody's specific group is not at the front of the line, and I think that probably kind of hastens, you know, some of these things that come about that we seem surprised about when they happen. I mean, it's frustrating because often we don't hear until everybody else hears. It's like, unless we're on the daily briefing, which, you know, I used to do, but it doesn't, like, there's other things to do during the day. So I don't know. I think some of it is pressure. The governor and the recall, I think that's so ugly for all of us. Just, you know, the whole idea that, you know, people are not happy. You know, even people who supported him aren't happy. And you know, not saying it's a good thing to go through, but maybe that kind of kickstarts a few more things happening. I don't know. I wish I could see into the future.
So you're not hearing... You're not hearing that there's, like, more communication out of the governor's office or less communication or more interest in this area or more interest in that area?
You know, from my personal experiences, every other week, my county group is on a call, like I said, with Dr. Galleon, usually Ana Mala Santos, who's in the governor's office. You know, and so that's where all our communication has been. And quite frankly, I think they're surprised, too. Sometimes the governor decides something, and so who knows?
And
I wish
Amy,
I could tell you.
Amy in the CAO's office isn't finding that there's additional information to relay it into
U5? Sean gets all that. We have our – not only do we have our DHHS folks and the health department folks on the line – for all of their phone calls. There's also, you know, the legislators. We get information from our different groups to help us do lobbying, and you know, so there's additional information, but a lot of it is basically still unknown. I mean, like this whole thing with sports opening back up last week. You know, nobody knew that was all of a sudden going to pop up, but there's a whole lot of pressure to make something pop up. And, well, lo and behold, it's like, and you get 40-minute notice that this is going to happen. And so I wish I could tell you for certain why they do certain things at certain times, that I have not found anything that makes any sense that I could really tell you. And I think the governor's probably doing a lot of, you know, calling the shots, and then everybody is probably rushing around trying to figure out how to make it happen. Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad I can't imagine. I can't imagine. I would not want that job.
Being the
governor? I wouldn't want either of those jobs.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting on the outside looking in. You know, we've got baseball season now is starting. We got our first broadcast this weekend. And they're saying now that the ballparks are going to be able to be filled to 25%. Well, has anything fundamentally changed since last fall? Probably not, but I would suspect that the revenues lost are at play. And same thing with the schools and the universities, that there's a recognition of some of the economics, which is neat. It's just unfortunate that it has taken something to get as prolonged as this before.
Well, but I think also, you know, with the vaccination starting to happen, it doesn't, I mean, obviously you still have to be careful, and I don't know when I'm going to get mine. I'm not for a while, but I think the more people in the community that do, there's just more of a feeling of that if some are protected, that some that won't get, you know, I mean, they'll be protected, right? I mean, like the older population. But, you know, so I don't know how much is actually change. I think we just are starting to be a little less restrictive because we feel like we've got somewhat of a handle on it. But you have these variants that come out, and right now, you know, we've had one here that was not considered one of the problematic ones, but who's to say we don't end up with some of that here, you know? So I think that's a total unknown.
Yeah, but like on the other hand, you know, life has risks also. What a shocker, right? I mean, you know.
It does.
Yeah, it just.
And, you know, you're balancing. You don't want to balance, you know, your family members who are in their 80s and 90s. I mean, I certainly don't. You know, I think part of the reason, you know, people are careful about kids going back to school is it's not so much that the kids are going to get it bad, but what about the older adults you know, kids that live in a multi-generational family and they live in the same place. I don't think we have as much of that here, but we certainly do. And so, I mean, there's reasons to be careful, to protect the people you care about.
Oh, of course.
Actually, to protect even the people you don't know. But, you know, I think, you know, well, I know we'll all be thrilled when it feels like we're having somewhat of a normal world again. But quite frankly, I don't know what that even means anymore. You know, what is the normal?
You know what it means? It means that we'll be able to travel for vacation.
You can actually travel now, but it's got some really interesting, you know, to have your test. You have to do
not yet.
X, Y, and Z.
Not yet. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Baywood Golf and Country Club, and Murphy's Markets. Dramatic pause.
I thought you were asking me to guess.
Okay. No. You did your guess at the start of the show. That's enough. Last chance grade. Yeah, we've been banging that drum for so long. And you'd think that the state would recognize really what's at risk there. And now we've had, three full-on closures. There's a new fissure that's been found. Things are moving again. It still isn't the wet season. I heard, I think early last week, that somebody waiting to go through had to sit in queue for over 45 minutes to go through the process because the backup was so far. Yeah, and now obviously it's not at all. Is the county weighing in heavy and hot and heavy on this thing to get things taken care of? Because when we talk about wood and we talk about supplies and a bunch of other things, yeah, we've got it coming from the south, but we've also got it coming from the north. And we've got, you know, the ripples of tourists hearing that 101 isn't 100% open. Well, that'll be another reason for folks not to come here. Are you jumping in on this thing with both feet?
You know, not as a group right now. We have we've had a subcommittee of two supervisors who are involved in that conversation. You know, so then that's been happening for a while. I heard an update from Caltrans the other day that I can't remember specifically anything that made me feel like it was going to happen quickly. But, you know, we're also dealing with, you know, funding. I'm not sure if it's state. Isn't that a U.S. highway?
The state,
somehow federal is involved in the conversation because there's federal involved.
The feds are involved with a lot of the environmental stuff. The state is involved with the funding of it. There's some kind of a quid pro quo, and that the state is the one that allocates the dollars that are provided from the feds for that state, and then they choose the application. That's why it's Caltrans instead of Interior Department.
Well, and it'd be lovely if, you know, we had the political clout and, you know, we have a different hammer in Sacramento than probably the counties that get the most attention. And, you know, part of it is, you know, you've got issues with roads and counties that have a whole lot more people than us. You know, I don't know, and this one is going to be extremely challenging. I don't know how it can happen. I hate to say this, you know, I mean, you and I, we're not old, but things take forever just to happen. And I don't know if there's a way to speed this along, but it is potentially deadly. And, you know, it does.
Well, if there is a declaration that's declared, that's redundant, but okay, then a lot of the studies are waived because of the safety concerns and the economic impacts. You know, like when FEMA comes in, you know, when they come in,
right,
the money's thrown down and things get done. And this one,
you know, have you had Brad Medham on your show?
Brad's been on in the past, not recently. I can't, you know, we can't seem to be able to get those folks because, you know, it's studying this and it's looking at this route and trying to kumbaya it. And it's like, you know, guys, you've known about this thing for so long. When Ryan was on the committee, you know, that's when we kind of started. That was 6 years ago we started this.
Yeah, thing. Well, and I'm sure, and it's not like the ground wasn't moving. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Has it ever been a stable, you know, a real stable?
You've seen that the newspaper article from the triplicate. I think it was in the early 60s when it let go. It's the wrong place for the wrong thing, and I think everybody knows it, but they're concerned about this tree or this situation or study, and we want to have unanimity instead of majority support. And it just, I look at that as I do Richardson's Grove, probably the worst examples of governmental sluggishness. And unfortunately, it bookends our county. You know, we deal with the economic impacts of both, and we deal with the safety issues of both.
Yeah, you know, that is true, and... You know, unfortunately, it's a dynamic that I don't know how you change at this point. Yeah, it's an interesting thought. You know, I mean, you look at these other projects that need to get done, too. Of course, none of them have that same type of urgency, I don't think, to it. But you kind of wonder, you know, all these things are being planned. How much is actually maybe going to happen of any of those? And why spend time worrying about those while we need something really bad?
So are you saying that rather than the overpass on the safety corridor?
You know, well, that one's taken forever. You'd think that wouldn't cost that much. But, no, I'd love the overpass on the safety corridor just because I've been involved with that in, like, most of the years of any elect. You know, I mean, I've been there for way too many years on that. But even that, you know, when the old go-ahead was there, then it still has its problems moving forward.
Yeah. So. Yeah, just,
you know, it's like you have to choose, you know, what do you choose as, you know, where to concentrate those dollars? And, you know, I am not averse into the federal funding as it sounds like you are. So when don't you have a station that's in that direction that you have to travel to?
Used to. Oh, boy. You know, if we still had the stations in Brookings, you would know about it. It would just be nice. You would know about it. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. What does the budget year look like for some of the preliminary stuff that you guys are starting to see?
You know, I think what we're looking at is, at this point, there's good dollars coming in. I mean, sales tax is remarkably not as hit, you know, hasn't been hit as hard, but part of that, too, is now the legislation that collects the taxes on, you know, online stuff people buy, those dollars are starting to come in. And, you know, so in that respect, it's good. But, you know, the challenge is our year end hasn't closed yet for a variety of reasons that I wish I could fix. But
to the edge on that one and then backing away. All right, we got you.
Well, no, there's that's a bit of a challenge, you know. And it was partially closed, which I think is creating a different set of challenges. But that beside, you know, the, not even considering that, you know, we've just asked the departments to be looking at status quo budget, which basically means look at, you know, be like last year's budget until we know more. So so that's kind of, we had a meeting maybe a month ago, and that's what we've directed the departments to expect. And, you know, the good news is if we find out it can be otherwise, then we'll be able to, you know, provide more services and fill in those gaps. But we can't make those, we can't assume we've got money.
Right. And that's in addition to whatever categorical funding that they may be getting from their funding sources too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, that it's hard. It's difficult because things get more challenging, you know. I mean, I can't even imagine being like in a planning field and where, you know, rules change, laws change, and you need more people to do certain things, and it's tough. And so it's hard on, I think it's hard on the departments, but, you know, this is our starting place, and we will go from there, and hopefully it won't get any worse, and we'll be able to, you know, kind of make some additional,
supplemental funding, I believe, is the phrase, isn't it?
Yeah. Additional supplemental, you know, use your word.
Pennies from heaven. You know,
yeah.
Take your pick. Yeah.
That's why I'm not an accountant.
Right.
I took classes,
Where is the county with the ADA? Is that stuff coming close to being completed, or are they still running around having to do the sidewalks and the ramps and all the other stuff?
I don't know if it's going to be completed. It's not going to be completed anytime soon. We're making steady progress. You know, we've got a team of people doing it. And, of course, now with COVID, different counters and stuff had to be retrofitted, not only with, you know, the shields and everything, but many of them needed to be changed as well. So it gets down to the smallest things that you may not think about needing adjusting, and it feels like a forever process, but we keep making progress, and that's, you know, that's the best we can do. We don't have we don't have pennies from heaven or lots of, you know, $100 bills floating down from heaven. We have to make it work within the budget that we have available, right?
No, your timing was perfect. And so is ours. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, all right. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, Virginia. See everybody tomorrow.